are dreaming. Stay down in the dream. Yet allow your consciousness to rise while staying in the dream. You're becoming aware, but aware only of your dream. Learning to become lucid, sleeping yet conscious. Now you're going to check reality, prove that you're dreaming. So in your dream, find some text, read it, remember it. Look away, check the time. Remember the time. Then reread that text. Is it the same? How about the time? Check reality often. Rereading, checking time. Both while sleeping and while awake. Remember this. Let it sink in. You live in a model on a map. You are dreaming and awake. Notice the detail in your dream, how convincing the experience is, how real it seems, how solid, how true. Yet ponder on the fact that you are dreaming. All you see is illusion. All you feel is illusion. The substance of the things that you touch is imaginary, made up. The world isn't as it appears on your map. Let that sink in. Think about the other people in your dreams, their moods, their emotions, your impression of their thoughts, their motivations and desires. In your dream, all these things are imaginary, all dreamed up by you. Your impressions of others may be mistaken, however sure you feel. Your impressions and senses are dreams, not facts, but interpretations. All that you know may be wrong. You may be mistaken. Remember this. Let it sink in. You live in a model on a map. You are dreaming and awake. Consider how your dreams are Aristotelian, while the world is null A. Look around you in the dream, at the things you can see. Can you name all of the objects, classify them, group them? Remember that these categories categories don't exist. They are a product of your mind. Things may not be what you think they are. Not as they appear on your map. Certainly in the dream world. And in the waking world. Consider two identical things in your dream, and know the world is no I. When two things appear the same, they still have differences. Find them. Look at two identical things in your dream. Examine them in detail. Keep looking, examining, until you find that difference. Improve your map. Things are never the same, no matter how they appear. Certainly in the dream world, and in the waking world. Consider dream space, the geography of your dreams. In a dream, you can bend space, turn around and be somewhere different. Try it now, bend space-time, twist and alter reality. Go through doors that lead to strange places. Enjoy the experience. The world is not Lucidian. Not E. Not a flat plane. Certainly in the dream world. And in the waking world. Look at causality in your dream. The way one thing seems to cause another. Those causations are in your mind, in your dreams. The real world is more complicated, though it oft appears simple. Challenge that simplicity. Learn to see through it. Learn to seek more understanding. To refine your map. Learn to ask who exactly is involved. Question what that means. Learn to ask where things are, how they got there. Learn to ask why things are how they appear to be, and why that happened. Learn to ask what exactly things are, rather than treating them how they appear. Learn to ask when, to gain a complete understanding, to refine your map. Then think back now, remember this whole dream. And the things you dreamed before you were conscious, lucid, remember them. Then wake up, now, and write them down. Wake up.